This is Monday, July 25th, 2022. This is GQDN. I'm Joe, and we are brought to you today by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by Audible, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about some Lord of the Rings, some Xbox, and when will the Wrath of Lich King Classic come to life? But today, we start with some sad news. Zhang Songrak has died. This comes to us from DualShockers.com. And the famous solo leveling artist did pass away on July 23rd, 2022. So he died on Saturday due to a chronic illness and did experience a sudden decline in his health prior to his death. So, what did he do? Well, he did do some character buildings and had some art brought to solo leveling, and that did get him some first place. And during the Anime Expo event 2022, the Anime Adeption did receive a green light, so that was going to be going live or going to some screens. But he did pass away before seeing his dreams coming to fruition. So, to the friends and family of him, we do bow to you. But on to more positive news. And as I said before, coming to us from BlizzardWatch.com, the Wrath of the Lich King Classic will be going live on September the 26th. So, there are some phases to it. Of course, phase one is Naxxramas, Obsidian Sanctum, Eye of Eternity, and Vault of Archivon. Phase two is Uldor. Phase three, Trial of the Crusader, Trial of the Champion, and the Argent Tournament. Phase four, Ice Crown Citadel, Frozen Hills Dungeons, Forge of Souls, Pit of Sauron, Halls of Reflection. And phase five is a Ruby Sanctum. Now, what changes would there be? Well, that's what we don't know just yet. But Blizzard likes to keep classic, you know, to keep things as classic. So, with that said, we'll see what happens when it does come out. Now we go to Destructoid. Three articles. First one says, Storm Collectibles opens pre-orders. So Storm Collectibles on Twitter did say, pre-order now, 3 interchangeable head sculpt, 5 pair of interchangeable hands, 1 Outrage MK2 weapon, and 1 attack effect. So if you pre-order, you get all those things. Pretty interesting. Very interesting indeed. But one's not interesting to me. A game called Slay the Princess, a horror game, is coming next year. Now, I did see the trailer, and tell you what, that trailer is just scary at the end. Like, she talks with the narrator, and then at the end, she talks to you. So, yeah, very, very interesting. We'll see what happens with the game, but hey, I'm glad it comes out next year. Last one from Destructoid. Talk about scary. Gloomy goth RPG Thymeza has been delayed. So, developer Overboard Studio did say, quote, after listening to the community feedback from the recent Steam demo, we've made the difficult decision to push the launch date for Thymeza back a few days to August 18th. For the quote, we're 100% committed to making Thymeza the best experiences possible, and those few extra days allow us to do this by implementing changes and fixes that were asked for across platforms. We appreciate all the support and love you've shown. This much so far, we can't wait for you to jump in as Corvus next month. So, the game will launch on PS5, PC, and Xbox Series X. Now we head on to Brawlhalla, and that is going to bring in Ezo from Assassin's Creed. This comes to us from DualShockers.com, and we do not know what talents he will bring, but it does put one more into that roster. So we'll see when that comes in. There is a skin coming in on July 27th. So to all the Brawl haulers, enjoy it. And I think you just might. Now we go to IGN. And while they were in San Diego for San Diego Comic Con, well, they just got back to games. And what they're saying is Xbox Series X and S will soon boot up a little faster. So basically, there's a bot, or there's an animation that was slowing down the Xbox boot up. So what Josh Munsey said on Twitter, quote, can confirm, worked with Harrison Hoffman and Jake Rose to create a shorter boot up animation by 4 seconds from original boot up animation 9 seconds, helping to reduce the overall startup time. So they're letting people get into games a little bit faster, which is good for all the Xbox players. You guys should be happy about that. And maybe something that other people can be happy about as well. GameSpot does report that Ubisoft has said that Roller Champions is not canceled after rumors. So Roller Champions on Twitter did say, hello champions, let's clear it out of the way first. Roller Champions isn't getting canceled, and Ubisoft fully supports it. You can rest assured we will keep you updated as we roll forward. Very interesting. So the game will still come out. Okay. We end today by a little bit of sad news, something that will be delayed. And this is brought to us by Eurogamer.net and The Lord of Rings. Gollum will be delayed by a few months. So here is what The Lord of Rings said. Quote, during the past several years, the team has been working hard to share a vision of a remarkable story set in a breathtaking world filled with magic and wonder. Further quote, we are dedicated to meeting our community's expectations and uncovering the untold story of Gollum in a way that honors the visions of J.R.R. Tolkien. That being said, in order to deliver the best possible experience, we have decided to push the release of Lord of Rings Gollum by a few months. We'll update with an exact timing in the near future. Well, that's that for that. Now, tomorrow, more gaming news. You can follow me on Twitter at Joe Brums. You can follow all of us at Dawn Forge on Twitter. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, y'all.